I miss Peter. Been dead for what, a dozen years? I can see the Aegean Sea from my cozy island cave, Patmos. That's where I live, on the Isle of Patmos. It's a simple life, but Peter would have loved it. In his boat, gliding over the waves, full of life, chasing fish, just like he did on the Sea of Galilee. But that was what? Maybe 50 years ago?
The concept of family is centered around the relationships and connections among the individual members. Since God is the father of his family, other family members can easily see where they fit.
Peter and I, best friends. We grew up in the same neighborhood, played together as small children, even worked together as young men in my father's fishing business. And then, Jesus. He came along, and we walked off the job. Peter and I left our livelihoods and families to follow Jesus. Now, for about 3 years, until his crucifixion and the resurrection, the following 3.5 decades, we shared the gospel with anybody who would listen. Then Peter was killed. My best friend, gone. Paul, well, he was my good friend too. Not best friend, but a good friend. So different from Peter. Intellectual city boy, that Paul. Different, but still so much alike. Tough. Neither one would back down and convinced they were right, no matter what the subject. Paul's been gone now for about a dozen years, too. Killed about the same time as Peter, in the same place, Rome. Peter, Paul, and I spent countless hours talking about God, talking about Jesus. We learned so much from each other, but it was clear we related to God in slightly different ways. Look at our writings in the New Testament. Peter wrote 1 and 2 Peter and influenced Mark's writing of his gospel. Paul wrote 13 books from Romans to Philemon. I wrote 5, the Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and Revelation. I had the advantage of writing my books many years after their writings. I didn't have to repeat what they wrote, and I had plenty of time to think of things that really needed to be said in different ways for new audiences. What continually astounded us and caused us to write so much about was what God does. Now, when you think of God, do you think of his creating everything? How he is so powerful and how he saves us because of his great love for us? We wrote very little about who God is. You see, to us, Jesus had made who God is very clear. Let's start at the beginning. No, let's start before the beginning. In eternity past, before time, before matter, before anything. God existed as spirit, as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Three spirits. Father is good. He is love. An infinitely good Father is who he is. The Father loves his Son and vice versa. It's like this. The Son really loves and honors the Father. And the Father loves and honors the Son. They have this beautiful relationship where the Father, the one who loves, and the Son, the one who is loved, The Holy Spirit is in this relationship too. The Spirit loves and honors the Father and helps the Son to honor and please the Father even more. They each have their own unique identity and personality, but they're so close and so unified that they're one. In my book, John 14, Jesus says, "Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me?" They love each other perfectly and completely. They have names, Father, Son, Spirit. They are who, not what. My writings tell of the Son coming to earth in the human form of Jesus on earth. Jesus obeys and glorifies his Father. Since his ascension, Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. In my writings, the word God usually refers to God the Father, but sometimes to Father, Son, Spirit as one, three in one. Who is God? He is pure, powerful, love. Outward flowing love, who takes great joy in family and the relationship of family. So that's who God is. Now, who am I? This isn't a big leap. His child, of course. I make this clear in my writings over and over. We are God's children, children whom he loves, his family. God constantly beckons us to a deeper relationship with him and with his family. Question: why do you go to church? Do you try to do the right thing or be a good person? Why? When you get down to it, I think many would answer the question with, because they want to go to heaven. Well, actually, in most cases, they just don't want to go to hell. If you get consumed about what will happen to you when you die, you forget to think about why you are living. So let's talk about life. Jesus tells us that God is a better father than any earthly father, that he gives better gifts than any earthly father. But what is the ultimate gift he gives us? Life. Life now, life later. Physical life now, but eternal life for all eternity. This is a major theme in my writings. God gives life to his children, full life, overflowing with love. I want to tie this together with one of my favorite lines out of the gospel I wrote. The Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 3. "Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." The very definition of eternal life is having an intimate relationship with God, truly knowing him, knowing him as your father, a good father. There aren't a lot of advantages to getting old. But one is that you tend to live a simple life and you simplify your thoughts to the very basics. So I'll leave you with a simple summary of my five books. God is Father, Son, Spirit. I am God's child whom he loves. He gives me life by having a close, cherished relationship with me. He wants me to love him more than anything else, including myself. That's who God is. That's who I am.